Sit back and relax while you listen to Train Kickers Podcast. I'm Dave, and along with my co-hosts Dan and Steve, we're going to take you all around the world of miniature wargaming. On tonight's episode, we are continuing our deep dive through the different special characters for Horus Heresy. The goal of all of this, so we previously talked about all the different legions, characters, all those sorts of things, but one, by request, but also two, since it's been a while, the game's been out now for a bit, we've played a bunch of it, seen a bunch of it, trying to get back through all of this, we figured this was a good thing to be able to do. To both rank them, because that's fun to be able to do, but also see if any of opinions or our current thoughts, where they're actually at now that we've played the game a lot more than when we first talked about all of this. So, for anyone who is somewhat new to this, overall we're probably going through Death Guard, Thousand Suns, maybe a little bit Sorns of Horus tonight. We'll see exactly where we get to. But for this, our ranking system, it's S, A, B, C, and then essentially our F tier, with the requirement that every tier must have at least three characters or three things in it because of the amount that we're going to be talking about. The rankings for S we put as too much for casual. They are absolutely top line. You know, you can bring them to games and have fun with them, but yeah, your opponents should know you need to plan for this because they are just very good. They are going to be changing the way your army functions, focuses, power levels, all those sorts of things. Next level, A level, we called it, or A tier, we called it, let your opponent know. Absolutely fine to bring, should have no problem with it, but they do some very strong things. They do change enough facets of what you're doing or what you're bringing or power level that it's worth being aware that, you know, that's the sort of game that you're going to be playing. B tier is why not for an event? You should just be able to bring it. No problem with it. They're absolutely fine. I know at least a lot of events we're in usually don't allow special characters, but this and anyone lower, you could bring it. You're not upgrading yourself. You're really just shifting yourself around and putting something cool in. Our C tier is that you love the fluff, that they're a cool character. They're cool for a reason. They could have a cool ability, a cool focus, a cool warlord trait, something like that. But all the rest of their bits kind of leave you lacking, leave you wanting something else. And the bottom is that they need the Emperor's Mercy, that there's a problem. Just it doesn't work. The character doesn't perform well. There's some sort of large issue with it, whatever that issue may happen to be. So that's what we're going to go through tonight. For other things that you've seen from us, just kind of talking about the top, a bunch of Conquest stuff. I've been putting out more videos. I have another one coming out. I have one I'm recording maybe tonight or tomorrow because they've updated some Sorcerer King stuff, which means I'll be bringing to the tournament on Sunday. So there'll be some stuff about that. You'll see some games taped out of that. We'll hopefully also get to some other things somewhat soon. We're trying to get through this project and then start diving into some other things. What we're hopefully starting to plan is maybe some of these, if they run a little shorter, then we can also start talking about some additional things on those nights when we do this. So we can read some separate bits, but get to some of these topics that we've been wanting to talk about as well. That's all of our updates, all of our information, all those sorts of things. So now, on with the show. Dan, what? I don't stand up if the rest of your shirt is terrible. But what's the rest of your shirt?
Oh no, it's not terrible.
It's just Donkey Kong with some bananas.
Donkey Kong and bananas. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I could only see him looking backwards at the banana. I was worried about what the rest of it was.
No. It's Donkey Kong and a banana.
Weird, but all right. How are you, gentlemen? Otherwise, this evening.
Doing all right. Played some Warcry earlier this week. It's just a fun game. It's fast, quick, punchy.
I got
to try out the Rottmeyer Creed because there's a couple bands that they just have at the local game store for use over at Toy Wiz. So I was like, all right, you know, let's try something new, something I don't own, just to mess around. And it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I saw the picture posted about every Warcry player in New Jersey or maybe New York, depending on exactly what you want to think about it, playing there. Because there was like...
There's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's probably it absolutely
a good
fun,
turnout for that.
I'm sure it's actually is a fun game. Haven't gotten anywhere near it though. I know different things are covering various rumors. Was it the rumor that like that's just not going to be a thing in the future or something? I don't know. Rumors are always
so
crazy.
So a couple kits got axed in the Sigmar culling of 4th edition. So one of them, the Horns of Heshut, I went there. I'm like, okay, they have one on the shelf. Last time I was there, hopefully they still have one on the shelf because I've wanted to pick them up. It was just a low priority thing for me.
Yeah.
They had it. It's mine now. You can't have it because it's mine. So that's going to go in the pile of when I get to it. Who knows when? But when I get to it, I'll have a lot of fun with that. Even if they don't have rules, there's fun models.
The one,
And cooling out physical media is I can always go back and play old editions.
there you go. The one faction that I was looking at, I don't remember which ones. It's the very spindly sort of undead guys. They're one of the ones that they're getting rid of. I don't recall the name though for the life of me. I can't remember what their name was, but I know they were.
Now the ghosts.
No, they weren't ghosts. They were just, I know, very thin. One guy was like a thin guy with like two blades. Where's my phone? Maybe I can look this up. It was what, a Warhammer article where they told us what was getting the axe.
Yep, but there's no pictures in the article of what's getting axed from
No,
memory. I could be
one of them
wrong.
did. Where was it?
I just think it's sad that we're losing kits for Warcry because Age of Sigmar is getting updated.
Well, and that's, I don't know why they're doing that. I don't know if AOS 4. I can't remember where I saw it. Where did they put the list of things they were removing?
I hate this website so much.
It was a Warhammer community article, right?
Yeah, I swear this place is specifically designed to make information as hard to find as possible. That way, when they get a detail wrong in an article and tell you something's in a box that isn't in the box, they quietly cover it up and you're going to struggle to ever find it again.
Oh, what's leaving? Okay, yeah, I found it. All right. So I found the article. They showed pictures in this because they showed the entirety of a whole chamber that they're getting rid of.
Yeah,
There's the
that
skin.
one's weird.
It's rough. Okay, the chamber, it's only 6 years old. I don't want to spend crazy amounts of time on this, but those models are only 6 years old, so I'm kind of surprised they're getting rid of it because it's only 6 years old. That's not very old at all. But
Oh, could
okay.
be worse.
Y
Horns of
y
Hushut are 2 years old. The box says copyright 2022.
yeah.
They came out 2 years ago, not even.
Yeah. The unmade, that's who it was. They're the ones I like to look of.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, those are
yes, the
weird.
spindly
Yeah.
dude, they're weird.
They're very weird.
Great for Night Lords conversions. My friend, the Golden Demon winner, Matt Cantor actually used some of them for his Night Lord conversions for his personal army.
Nice.
Nice. Cool stuff.
But okay, so what they're doing to the Stormcast, it hurts, but okay. They created a problem and then they solved their own problem. They created the problem of we have too many Stormcasts, but you're the ones who put out Stormcasts, so you can kind of only blame yourself. But okay. They're calling their line because you're going to get some new stuff. Liberators, you're going to get new ones of those. Prosecutors, you get new ones of those, all of that. All right, that's fine. Not great, and I understand anyone who's upset, and I don't want to diminish any of their thoughts, but okay. For ones where they're just removing the whole army, so Beasts of Chaos. Obviously, Beasts of Chaos is going away because they're in fantasy and they don't want overlap. That's 100% in my mind why they're doing it. Now, were they probably selling well? Probably no. Were they making money on it? Probably no. They're a company. They would do it if they made a bunch of money on it. So if they're not, maybe people aren't buying enough. But for anyone who did buy in, to know that, in a little, like a year-ish or whatever it is, your stuff kind of, one, you won't get more support realistically. Yeah, they'll give you some legacy style rules, but you're not going to get support. You won't be legal for certain events. And it's going to be, in time, I know you could always go back and play whatever, but in time, that just, I find in most normal play groups, that's not necessarily a thing. Maybe in certain special ones, but if you're just playing on a casual night, it starts becoming more of a problem, I think, overall, especially as time goes on. So
Oh, yeah.
them or Bone Splitters, because obviously they're going away so they can go fill the fantasy ranks.
Yeah.
They're mainline armies. For anyone who maybe is not on all of it, there are, for Old World, there are mainline armies and legacy armies. The legacy armies, it currently, some of them exist in both systems. The mainline essentially do not. And they've removed them in such a way where pretty much they don't, or at least not the cross model kits. is really what they've removed. So Beastmen had their names on the wall to a certain extent because they're going to be mainline. Now, maybe, like I said, maybe that's because it wasn't selling well, so they thought they'd take it to this, and it will. And they didn't have to develop tons of brand new types of models. They can use the models they have and some of the old ones and make that work. So I don't know. All right. Any more vamping before we
I'm not liking the custody stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, I know we're
You're
recording
gonna
right now.
buy
It's
that
a
model.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday
I'm not buying the
night.
model. No.
Yeah, no, get that model. I
No.
know it's a Wednesday night, and I know the Long were currently, right before we started recording, I was listening to them because those leaks are everywhere. So, again, we have no problem talking about leaks because if the information is out there, it's information that's out there. We'll see if it's right or wrong kind of things. You never know, but it's probably pretty accurate. The TLDR, what makes you so unhappy?
Oh boy. All right. So TLDR. So custodians are pointed because they're very defensive. You know, you have a 2-up, 4-up, and then a 4-up feel no pain against mortals. So you and now devastating. But when they changed mortals to separate from devastating, right? You saw the custodians dip to around a 27% win rate. And there was a big reason why, because I'm spending X amount of points for these super durable people, and then you have most armies that could just ignore the defenses, right? So they dipped pretty hard. Then in the recent patch, they made devastating wounds and mortal wounds have that 4-up save again. And then they reduced their points by 20 to 30 points, which they shouldn't have done because then it shot them back up again. But had they just, you know, changed they needed that for defense, right? Now, every codex has been either a nerf or a horizontal change. The TLDR is that right now we don't have all the information, obviously, but from what I've seen, they got rid of the 4-up for devastating and mortal. So that's gone. So maybe our points get lower, but then we become a horde army. That's weird. But they got rid of that. They got rid of fights first. So now you have the issue of I'm not durable. I can't hit you before you hit me. And the detachment that they revealed, I'm not talking about the leaks, obviously, because we do want sponsorship from GW, but
I don't know if they would care about leaks because we're not
leaks. Okay,
leaking
then
it. It's
in the detach, yeah,
everywhere.
exactly. So in the detachment they showed, it's really cool. You get extra AP, extra strength, extra attack, blah, blah, blah. But you got to be in these bubbles with the sisters, which is fine. That's cool. I love that. But it's got to be 6 inches. And sisters are about as durable as paper. It's one wound, 3-up save. You look at them with a Primaris squad and they're gone. So that therein lies the problem, right? But then in the leaks that I saw, there's really only one detachment that seems to be the most powerful. And I have a bad feeling that it's going to be like ninth edition, where, oh, you have Shadow Keepers, you have Solar Watch, you have all these cool detachments, but you just always take the main one because it provides you the save. This one's not going to provide a save. It's just going to do something for like your army. And it's by and large the most powerful out of all the three. And I don't like that. I don't like having the choice of here, you can choose this detachment and win or try to win, or you could choose all the other detachments and they're super fluffy, but you will lose. And that to me is not fun.
Well,
It's like Bellicor and Demon. You know, I could take Bellicor with demons and have a chance of winning, or I could not take Bellicor and automatically lose every time.
I what I will say though is I think that automatic lose sort of concept is more related to somewhat competitive levels. Because if you're going pure casual, I do think anything is theoretically valid. Or if we're going to play armies, we can say, like, hey, I'm bringing this. It's a little weaker. Okay, I'll make sure I don't bring my craziest stuff and things like that. Like, I think it can still work. And I'd like to think at the casual level it works fine. But you will see mono builds in terms of competitive play. Yes. Your
Yeah.
tournament list might be good, tournament list might be very mono. I know today they showed that, yeah, it's like a five up if you're near an anathema unit or something like that.
That's the one that, yeah, that was the one that, and again, that's really cool. I like that. But even that, not a competitive level, if someone just brings five Primaris Marines with flamers, right? You even need five, you need like three. They will cook those sisters. and all of your defensive buffs, all of your buffs gone. That's the problem. Now, if it was 12 inches on a 44 inch board, now we're talking, now we're, but it's six. It's not even nine, it's six, which is, that's super short ranged. At least it's not wholly within like Age of Sigmar. All of
Gotcha.
Age of Sigmar is wholly within, it's not even within.
Yeah. Although they're changing the size of objectives in that for the new edition, so who knows what it's going
Of
to
course
look
they
like.
are. All of the neoprene objectives I know and love have to be now thrown away.
Yeah, it's actually true because they're not even good for conquest because they're a base
Nope.
and then 6 inches.
Yep.
Hold on
Don't you
to it. They
love
might
it?
change their minds. Probably what we'll do, maybe another week or so, we'll sit down and we'll talk about all these various things, especially when Sigmar new stuff comes out. We'll talk about that. Although I did sell my Sigmar army, so I don't currently have one. Although I do have some OCR Bone Reapers, so maybe by the time it comes out, I might have like a small force of those. So we'll obviously go through, test it out, and take a look at it as well. And see what we think of all of that. But all right. Why don't we get into the main topic? Like I said, pretty soon maybe we'll do one where we just talk about a variety of other things so we can stop this very single-minded focus. But time for single-minded focus. So for this, we were currently going through the various traders. So we are going through them in the order that we currently have, going legion by legion. Tonight we're probably gonna have to split the legions. We'll get through excuse me, we'll get through Thousand Suns, we'll get through Death Guard. I don't know if we'll get further. We have to kind of see just how time shapes up, depending on the time we're at. We're looking at probably takes two more after this to kind of get through this just because of the amount. Like I said, we're starting a little bit later because lives have changed for us, so it means our episodes are no longer 2+ hours, but we still have a whole bunch of other stuff. But we'll see exactly where we get to. All right, so let's go ahead and get started then. We talked a little bit about our system, so we have an idea of how that is. If you're watching currently, you can see all the other trader characters that are up. If not, obviously we'll talk about where these people fall, and at the end we'll make sure it's available so you can see it. So I had Death Guard. Who do I want to talk about? Typhon's the only one I own, so maybe I'll
Wait,
go
really?
through
No, you don't.
him. Yeah, I do.
Wait, don't. I swear to God, you have Mortarion.
No, I don't own Mortarion. I own Typhon. Yeah.
Ah.
I own Typhon because I was like, I don't need a Mortarion. I'm probably not going to run a Primarch. And then I have the Lion as well. I haven't finished with him yet. I have a bunch of other projects to work on. So maybe this summer I'll have a lot more time. I'm teaching more this summer, but I'm teaching days, so my nights are open, so I can try to spend a couple hours every day hobbying. Maybe by that point I'll be done with like Death Stranding and I can then wait until the new the expansion for Elden Ring comes out because I'm going back through Elden Ring because they're doing that. Death Stranding, weird walking simulator, but it's fun. You carry a weird baby on your chest, and the story doesn't make sense yet, but I'm told it will. All right,
Yeah.
so we are going to start with Typhon. Actually, one thing we should probably do. All right, we took a brief pause there just to make sure there wasn't FAQs related to any of these guys. We're not seeing any, so we're going to kind of go through it as we see it then. All right, so like I said, I'll start with Typhon. So Kalphus Typhon, a psyker who his Primarch dad said, "Yeah, we don't like those anymore," so he tried to suppress all of his abilities. He is 200 points. He is sort of the basic stat line we've been seeing. Weapon skill 6, obviously move 6 because he's in Cataphracti Terminator armor, so he's a bit slower. He's got himself his 4 wounds, initiative 5 with his 4 attacks and all of that. So standard profile pretty much. He is heavy, so he's Cataphracti and heavy. He has an Alchem pistol. So remember, these are they're gets hot, but they wound on 2s. He has a grenade harness. He has a Death Cloud projector. He has rag grenades for himself, and he has a special weapon, of course. Special rule-wise, he has Relentless, which Terminators are going to end up having, that sort of thing. He is stubborn instead of inexorable, so he's got that a little bit better. He's bulky, too. Wishbone we'll get into. He has firing protocols, too, which helps because a grenade harness is a weapon, as well as his Alchem pistol. He has Shrouded 6 up, and he is a traitor, of course. All right, and if he's your warlord, he comes with his own warlord trait, comes the Reaper. When making attacks as part of a shooting attack or during an assault phase with any weapon that has the poison X special rule, which is very common for Death Guard, him and any unit of Death Guard and sorry, and any unit with the Death Guard and at least one model within 6 inches, so him and units that have someone within 6 inches, increase the value of the poison by one, so from three up to two up, and may reroll fail to wound rolls for weapons that have the Fleshbane special rule. In addition, army whose warlord has this trait makes an extra reaction in the movement phase. I'm not as that I don't care about as much, although because I run the reaping is usually the one I run, which means I'm not allowed to make movement phase reactions. Although if you're not running the reaping, that part is fine. But rerolling your Fleshbane to essentially make sure it goes through, and you have a lot of weapons that have poison, say four up, three ups, things like that. Adding that plus one really adds at quite a bit of extra damage that you're going to end up putting out. If we take a look at, say, a big example is, say, Grave Wardens. Grave Wardens have, at 18 inches, assault four weapons that are poison three up, ignoring cover. Now they're hitting on twos instead. So now you're greatly increasing the amount of damage that you can put out. I already tell you, with those guys, you already put out tons of damage. Now you're putting out even more. So, and he is slow. Grave Wardens are slow. Actually, he fits really well with Grave Wardens. That's a great spot for him to go. His weapon's Lacrimae. It's a power weapon. It's strength plus two, so essentially swing at strength six, AP two. Melee, it's two-handed, reaping below one, so if you're touching additional models, get an extra attack. And Fleshbane, so he's wounding on two, so the strength doesn't matter so much except for instant death purposes if you're going against like a guardsman style guy. It's like some Solar Ox and all. Overall, it's fine. He has a scythe, is pretty much what that is. He has his Death Cloud. It's a template, strength one, AP four, but it's poison three up. If he's your warlord, it's poison two up, assault one. He's shrouded in death. This is the same thing that Grave Wardens have. If you charge them, you count as disorder no matter what. So you lose attacks and any other bonuses that required you to make an order charge. So he's, almost the cost of a unit of Grey Wardens, but he's doing a lot of for them and some of the things that they do. He could go in with different units to essentially give certain Grave Warden style bonuses. But he's also a psyker, whether or not Mortarion wants to say that he is. So he has Witch Sense and Toxic Cloud psychic powers. He doesn't get anything else. Also, when included as a part of an army that includes Mortarion, or if Mortarion is present on the battle from a friendly army, so if you or someone you're playing with on your side has him, he may not use the powers. That's a fun, fluffy rule. Like, if you're going to bring this guy and someone else that you're playing on the same side as, make sure they just don't bring Mortarion so you can use your stuff. Like, that's fine. First powers. So his Witch Sense. It's at the start of any assault phase. You can make a psychic check, so it's a leadership check. He has leadership 10. If that check is passed, his weapon skill characteristic gets a plus one, and he gets D3 extra attacks. If it's failed, then he takes Perils of the Warp. But remember, Perils of the Warp can be put onto your unit, and your unit has invul saves. He does as well, of course, but your unit has invul saves, so you can slap it onto them. He has leadership 10, so an extra attack could put him to five attacks, six if you charge. Sorry, on the charge, he'll be five attacks, potentially an extra D3, so somewhere between six to eight, and he goes to weapon skill 7. So he's having a better weapon skill than most. His other option is a weapon, Toxic Cloud. Remember, he is firing protocols too, so he might fire two of these weapons. It's 24-inch range, strength 1, AP 4, that's fine. It's a large blast with Fleshbane, Pinning, and his Psychic Focus. Psychic Focus is just you have to pass a test to be able
Yeah,
to
you have to
use it.
pass a test. Yep,
Yep.
pretty much.
So, yeah, for him to be able to use it. Again, though, he's on leadership 10. So you could use this. You could use this with your Death Cloud projector or your Alchem pistol. I use it with the projector, of course. Fleshbane, if he's your warlord, you're rerolling that. Large Blast, if you hit someone, you can put a decent amount on them or pin them. You're going to be able to wound easily as long as it hits, as long as it doesn't scatter crazily away. But he has Ballista Skill 5, so it's not going to scatter too bad. On average, it's only going to scatter about 2 inches if you scatter it at all. So you should hit them. You'll wound them very easily. And if they take any wounds, now you got a good chance to pin them. So at 200 points, he's a good bit more than a normal praetor for obviously better than a praetor type things. I don't know. So the way I run it, honestly, the way I run it, he might actually be good as a warlord. The way I run it right now, I usually take our warlord trait. That means the warlord's unit, if you have a I wound you on X special rule, it goes to a six. So rule it works on like poison and rending and stuff like that. It just goes to sixes, is pretty much what the rule does. I tend to run that one because that makes my command squad very, very survivable. Although him, the extra movement trait, I'm not as worried about unless you don't run the reaping. If you run the reaping, it's garbage. You don't want him to be your warlord for that. But if you're not running the reaping, then the extra movement can help out. And the extra poison, like I said, if you're having to bring a bunch of Grave Wardens, if you're bringing a bunch of Alchem type weapons, then you could stack that up. For him himself, his weapon at least is AP2. He's always wounding on twos, so you don't really care what the thing is that you're going against. Like, unless you're a Dreadnought, then you're having to reroll it, but still on twos, rerolling, that's better than most other people get. And his powers are rather strong. Getting extra attacks is huge if you're going to go to something that's beefy. And shooting something in the shooting phase with, again, Fleshbane means you can get some wounds on it, especially if you can pin it, then you go charging in. It's going to help you a lot. I would put him, like I said, probably with a unit of Grave Wardens because then they're really going to start doing something special. You could put him other spots, you could put him with Death Shroud, but I think Grave Wardens fit a little bit better for what he does. But where do I want to put him? Oh, and he had rag grenades. Oh, actually, you know what? Thinking about it, rag grenades might be a reason to put him in Death Shroud. There's a problem with Death Shroud. Death Shroud are very survivable. They have, the three wounds. They are toughness four, but battle hardened one, all of that. Their problem is their weapon. Their weapon's an AP3 weapon, and it makes them effectively strength six. So against Terminator units, it's not doing any good. It can rend, but I'm not worried about the rending for a moment. However, rag grenades will put them down to toughness three, which means now you can double them out. So if you're going against a Terminator unit, I might need you to roll ones unless I happen to roll my six and rend you. But even if I don't get that, any ones you roll just remove whole models. So it can be worth it to potentially put him with Death Shroud just to be able to get that extra bonus there. The Grave Wardens don't need it nearly as much because they have essentially a good poison weapon and power fists. So you're not really worried about that aspect to it at all. You're already swinging essentially at strength eight, so it's not as important. And like I said, your assault launcher and all, the main weapon is poison. Your Deathcloud Projector, the other weapon you have, is poison. So they don't need it. Not that you get it in shooting, but they function entirely the way they want without aid. And if he's your warlord, you could just have the Death Shroud unit be close to him. So that's potentially an option as well. I don't know. Where do people want him? I don't know. I'm indecisive right now. I don't think he's absolutely at the top. I think that's too much.
No. It's A though. I'd give him A.
I think so. Because it's a character with rag grenades, and that goes really far when you have units that have like strength six weapons that have a
You're
struggle point.
AP3,
AP
right?
three
Or is it
rending on a
rending?
six.
That's
Yeah,
what I
rending
thought. Okay.
six. But that means like I've had cases where there's units I don't want to fight. Oh, no, I take the reaping, so I can take rad grenades in spots, so I always have my rad grenades. But if I don't take the reaping, I need rad grenades to really make this army sing. And he's the way that you can get that and get other good things. I don't know if Steve feels differently.
Okay, so I don't think the rag grenades make or break the bad engagements because it's the two up save that makes the
Yes,
bad engagements.
I agree.
But rag grenades always help. Forcing saves, someone will die eventually.
My thing is,
Rag grenades are
it gives you a
nice.
chance. If I need you to roll two
Yes.
ones to hurt anyone, I'm not hurting anyone. If every one at least hurts someone, then maybe by sheer amount of attacks, I will get something through. Again, it's not ideal, but if they charge me, I don't have a say in who I'm fighting. So at least now I have a shot at taking extra out to win that combat.
Yes. And a Terminator with rag grenades is not something you see every day. It's just nice to have as an option.
Yeah. The only problem is if he goes with Deathstride, they won't be able to overrun anything or follow up, but that's okay.
That's right, because they're
They're Tartaros, he's Cataphracti.
locked this edition. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, I could always build a custom squad for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that sort of, I mean, there's other options,
And slip
but
some
that's not
AP2 in the
bad.
mix.
Yeah. It gives you some choice, but yeah, I'm fine with him. A, I think, he's a little bit extras, his powers, all of that climb you that extra bit. So, and there's some good spots for him.
Right, I got this next guy.
Go for it.
No, I was gonna, I thought you were gonna take
What?
Duran because he's the Siege
Duran
Master.
Duran. Is he hungry like a wolf?
No, I'm
Oh.
taking the next guy because I have the updated rules in front of me.
Ah, okay.
Yes. All right, so next up we have Krysos Morgturk, the Black Shield, the Revenant, captain of the 108th Independent Company. So for 175 points, you get more attacked Typhon, basically. So
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty
movement
much.
7, weapon skill, ballistic skill 5, strength 4, toughness 5. Ooh, that's nice.
Yep.
3 wounds, initiative 5, 3 attacks, leadership 9, save 2 up. So that's a beefy stat line. That's a custodian stat line, Dan?
That's
Almost.
now strength 4 is not the custodians, but yes, you are custodian.
We don't care because we have two disintegrator pistols. Who
Pretty
needs
cool. Disintegrated pistols are so good.
Okay. So this guy, is he actually a Mortat though? He's not actually a Mortat. Okay.
I know.
So
Damn shame.
he's a dude, toughness 5 and 3 wounds. He's got two disintegrator pistols, which is already super dope. He has a rule called, sorry, a weapon called Death's Tally. An Alchem Combi Flamer, which is nice and fancy and special. I don't think we have those anywhere else, thanks to that one FAQ. He's wearing the Revenant's Aegis, Frag Crack Rad Grenades. Very nice. He is a character. Psyker, heavy, unique. He is relentless, stubborn. He has Bitter Duty. Counterattack 1, so that's something standard to destroyers. He's a loyalist. He's shielded by hate. And he has
Yeah.
Shrouded 6 up, as well as his own custom warlord trait, the Shadow of Death. So for that warlord trait, if he's your warlord, he gets this trait. During deployment, if any enemy units deploy within 18 inches of this guy or any model of a squad he's joined, then after all, infiltrators and scouts have been deployed, both friendly and enemy. You can move from 7 inches, basically. And they can make reactions for free against reserves.
Okay.
It's not crazy, but it's a thing.
It's cool.
And
I like it.
many things are things. Snails are things, but that does make them
Yeah.
impressive.
I don't like it, but it's neat. It's unique. I'll give it that. He
It
just
is
hates people
unique.
that are, he just hates mobility is what it comes down to. So your army's moving fast, gotta shut that down. No infiltrating, no deep striking, no flanking. What are you doing? All right, so he's not your warlord. Next up, shielded by hate. So he has his special psychic power, as well as the generic Aetheric Lightning, as no other Dispone's powers or anything like that.
That's pretty cool. Aetheric Lightning's great
Shielded
against
by hate.
demons.
Shielded by hate. So once per battle, when he hits 0 wounds, or otherwise becomes a casualty, make a psychic check for him. If you pass, he gets put in reserves with 1 wound left and can re-enter play as normal. If you fail the check, he's taken as casualty as usual. And if you fail the check, then his unit suffers perils in the warp. His armor is just 2 up, armor 4 up invul, and he has his melee weapon, Death's Tally, strength +1, AP 2, melee, overcharged, Reaving Blow 2. And overcharged basically is gets hot. No. Hold on. What is this? After a combat, which model whose weapon has
Pretty
special
much
rules, make at least one
it's like it
attack.
gets hot,
Roll
although
that.
it doesn't stop you.
Yeah. It's basically gets hot blast version, but after it. Roll die at once he's done fighting. On a one, he takes a wound. And you can use invuls only. That's probably the easier way to explain that.
Yes.
I like the toughness 5. I like the 3 wounds. That's
Hear a
decent with the
butt.
2 up, 4 up.
Keep
Shrouded
hearing
six
a
up
butt.
helps.
Oh, he's ho-humming
155 is a
every
lot of
way.
points. It's a lot of points. Yeah, and his warlord trait sucks, so he's not gonna be your warlord. His unit can't run because he's heavy. If he joins a squad, they can't then be joined by another person, I guess, because he has been. Well, no, he could join destroyers, that's all.
Yes.
Okay, so he could join destroyers, that's cool. Yeah. Disintegrator pistols are cool, but he'll end up cooking himself half the time. Take this guy because you want an Alchem Combi Flamer.
If
No,
you want a
he's
very
got Etheric Lightning. Etheric Lightning's really, really good against demons. That's like your number No one
one.
plays
Although your
demons,
death
not right.
guard.
So
Although, hold on,
that
right.
time in 1 in 50 games where you play demons, there you go.
Also, I was going to say your death guard, you have Volkite. Ignore me.
You have
I mean,
poison
everyone has
everywhere.
Volkite. No, the Volkite is what you kill demons with.
No, I understand, but also even poison. I don't. I can just. I'll auto wound. I'll wound you on like twos or threes, no matter what you
Yeah.
are. So.
Yeah. The weapon skill's not there to say, oh, this is a better Praetor with the toughness 5. He's like a weird Praetor. Think he's a little too expensive.
I'm surprised he's just not a Morattat, because he doesn't have the Morattat rule of getting to be able to shoot extra.
Nope.
So he's
Like he
therefore
wants to
worse.
be. He wants to be a Morattat. He's a flunk out Librarius, basically. Well,
Yeah.
no, he joined the Librarius. They shut it down. I don't know.
No, he's nothing
Ooh.
special to write home about. It's kind of a
Yeah.
shame. He isn't he doesn't he has good things he does, but Bitter Duty restricts where what's gonna happen with him to some extent. His other rules just don't feel like they give you quite enough. If you really like the disintegrator pistol kind of thing, well, that's what your Moritats are for. But he's not quite one of those. He has rad grenades, which is nice. That always helps. But this is an army that can get rad grenades. You can get rad grenades in this army fairly easily, actually. So they don't necessarily need that as the buff, where some other armies might really care about that.
Yeah.
So.
Play him because you love Istvaan 3. Otherwise, he's dead and buried in Black Sands.
So where are
He
you?
actually does escape.
Ah,
But
okay.
shh, he does escape.
Good for him. I'm happy for him.
Right?
Where are you
Does
putting
he?
him?
I don't want to say he's so bad as to be a D. I'll give him a C. Only because the toughness 5 helps a lot for durability. Dan will tell you all about that. Toughness 5 helps a
Toughness 5 is
lot.
amazing. Yes, although he is toughness 5, not his unit, so
That's
it
okay.
only
That's what matters.
matters in challenges or when he's alone.
Right, so he will take on that squad, starts with the Power Fist, and crush him.
Yes. Though I would hope anyone who's Praetor-like was going to crush the Power Fist Storm Sarge, sorry, Power Fist Sergeant, no matter what.
Dice, though.
I mean,
I
dice are
can't
still a
trust the
thing. Yes, it
dice.
happens. But I just like to think it was going to be okay either way. Now, I've rolled a Praetor and rolled four ones for all four of his attacks when he hits on twos. It is absolutely a thing. So we're putting him at that he's fun and fluffy.
Yeah, I think it's fun and fluffy.
All right. That's okay. All right. That gives Dan the marshal.
The Duran Hrusk.
Yeah. The difference is on this guy, he does become a master of the Legion, and he counts as a siege breaker.
Oh, okay. Well, makes I would hope so. He's a siege master. All right. So Duran Rask, weapon skill 5, ballistic skill 5, movement 7, strength and toughness 4, 2 wounds, initiative 5, attacks 3, leadership 9. And he's a centurion. Centurion. For 165, though, so he's a very expensive centurion. He's got a Volkite. He's got Defiant, Nuncio Vox, which is the. Oh, God damn it. Nuncio Vox is the stupid reroll the scatter die
Yes,
if you have an envision. Okay.
that's what Nuncio
Refractor
Vox
Field,
does.
Frag Crack, and he's got a Phosphex Bomb, a single one. He's got Particles of Destruction, Merciless Doctrine. So let's look at his Warlord trait. First of all, if he's chosen as your warlord, any feel no pain damage mitigation rolls taken against wounds inflicted by shooting attacks made by Marshal Rask and any unit he has joined are reduced by -1 to a minimum of 6. So, for example, a model with feel no pain 4 up requires a 5 up, so on and so forth. And he gets an additional shooting phase reaction. Again, like the last one, this is cool, but is it useful? Probably not.
Depends on your meta, but
Yeah,
it's very
it depends on the
dependent.
locality. If you're facing against a lot of apothecaries and tactical marines and a lot of, that kind of stuff, then yeah, this is useful, But if you're not, this is useless. But
Yeah.
whatever. Protocol of Destruction. The controlling player of a model with Protocols of Destruction may activate them at the start of any of their own turns. Or if the controlling player is not taking the first turn of battle at the start of the battle. Okay, so oh, that's kind of neat. I'm glad they did that. All right, so once Protocols of Destructions are activated, any penetrating hits caused by models with Protocols of Destruction, any unit they have joined gain +1 to wound roll on the vehicle damage chart until the beginning of the control player's next turn. In addition, any Legion rapier carriers with quad launchers in the same attachment may be upgraded to have phosphic canister shots for 20 points per model, and the Arquiters can have 20 points per model of phosphic shells. Ew! Ew, he spams
Yeah, he does. He's a siege breaker. What's the
phosphex.
best way? Burn them.
Okay, so if you want to not be liked by your local community, this is what you take. And then his melee weapon, Defiant, Strength 8, AP 2, Unwieldy, Brutal 2, Specialist Weapon, Sunder. So it's just Thunderhammer. The Thunderhammer.
Yeah, pretty
All
much.
right. He's pretty cool. That protocol's a disgrace. Okay, hold on. The Arquiter's Phosphex, is it AP 2 or AP 3? Does anyone know?
I don't
I know the Phosphex canisters are AP 3, I think, actually,
have it in
but I
front of
don't
me, but
know.
we can pause briefly and find it again. All right, so we're looking around for the Arquiter. It has
Got it. I got it. I got
Morbus
it.
Bombard naturally.
Okay, I got it. And this is disgusting. And this might push him into S tier. So the rapier shots, 12 to 24, so there's a min range. Strength 4, not that it matters, it's poison 3 up, who cares? AP 3, crawling fire, lingering death, heavy 1, blast 3. All right. I remember these blasts because they are
3-inch
lingering
blasts, or
death.
right? That's what you meant?
3 inch, 3 inch, yeah.
Okay.
So, and remember, just for people that don't know, crawling fire is you can correct 2 inches. Poison 3 up means you win by 3 inches. AP 3 is AP 3. Lingering death means that it will stay there the entire game and provide difficult and also dangerous terrain
To infantry.
to infantry. And then you have the Phosphex shell from the Arquiter, which is strength 5, AP 2, ordnance 1, 3 inch blast, poison 3 up, crawling fire, lingering death.
It would make the Arquiter cost 220 points. The Arquiter is naturally 200.
Oh, actually, that's a lot of points.
It
I
is
thought
very
Arquiters were
expensive. The
cheap.
Arquiter is very expensive. So you're getting something good, but you are spending a lot. Although they said he does have the Nunzio Vox. Part of what a Nunzio Vox does is means you get to re-roll the scatter if you can see it. The guy with the Nunzio Vox can see it, the point that you're targeting.
Yeah.
So, good. You can finish any thoughts you have about him.
No, that was really it. I don't know how good he is because Phosphex used to be disgusting. Now it's still good, but like, I don't know. Do I care? I don't know. I'm gonna say B. I'm gonna play it safe and say B.
What I will say, if you're looking at taking a siege breaker, and what's nice, you do need to take for the reaping, you need to take a siege breaker. That's a requirement. So you can take this guy to fill that role. Let me just take a look at the Rite of War for the reaping. Where is it? Oh no, sorry. Creeping Death requires the Siege Breaker. My apologies. Creeping Death requires it. That's what it is. Yeah. So for Creeping Death, you need it. So you could throw him in there. It fits very well for Creeping Death because it essentially makes a lot of the space as your terrain and all as dangerous for your opponent. And hey, you auto pass dangerous terrain, so you don't care about any of it. Then he can throw out all these extra templates. He himself has a bomb as well, so then you can actually put all that out. So you're making it very, very destructive out there. Right now, the Reaping to me is much stronger than Creeping Death, at least for what I play. This might help equal the two out a bit because he meets the qualification that you need for that. I don't think you need anything extra. Yeah, because it says you count as that. So you could now get away with one character for it, which is not bad either. So you could use him, and then he covers that, so you don't need to take an extra Consularis. So now for 165, at least as the way I see it, for 165, I can be covering my Master of the Legion and my Consularis spot. So now I'm actually saving some points. I can have the war gear that I want to have. And you can, like I said, once per game, you can give it plus one to the vehicle damage chart. So, what do Death Guard love to run? Heavy weapons, because you can move and shoot them. You can hide behind a building, they can't see you, then walk out and fire at it. So, if you happen to be bringing, like I do, a 10-man las cannon squad, often with, which Consularis? An Armistos. Now that unit is pretty much guaranteed to take down the vehicles. And now, if you want to run some of the other options, again, not even talking about Melta, if you're running autocannons, your autocannons that they get through are now having a shot at actually popping all these vehicles or just greatly disabling them. So I think he's actually pretty good. I think he helps out a lot either one that you were going to run. I said, if you were running Creeping Death, he fits the qualifications. If you're going to run the Reaping, he now really helps out all these heavy weapons that you're going to be running because that's what the Reaping does. So where were you putting him? You wanted him in B?
I put in B, honestly.
Okay.
He's playable because of Master of the Legion. Because the thing with the ammunition is something that the generic version gets to.
Yeah,
The
him becoming
generic
Master of the Legion does really
Siegebreaker.
help.
His stat line is not impressive for the points. I think a Siegebreaker is like 120.
No, a base Siege Breaker. No, a base of Consularis is like 60. Siege Breaker is probably not more than 30, 35, maybe
No, it's
40.
pricey. Hold on.
It's
I'm
not
pulling it up right
60
now.
points. I don't have it in front of me because I can't use my computer screen while we're doing this.
It's a 45-point upgrade to be a Siegebreaker,
So
so you're starting at
105.
105 points.
Yeah.
So 60 points for Master of the Legion and a Thunderhammer
Thunderhammer is
and a
normally
Phosphex
going to be
bomb.
quite a bit more on a Consularis. That's like what, 25 points? It's the same as a Chain Fist in points.
30 points for Thunderhammer. So for
30.
30 points, okay. So you're basically just buying him two console upgrades.
Essentially.
Yeah, and the protocol and giving yourself the protocols of destruction, which if you're not taking the extras, it is a useful rule for that turn when you
It's
want it
nothing
for those vehicles.
special.
No, but I'm looking at an army that runs the weapons where that matters. You're an army that runs heavy weapons in general because you can walk and use them. Again, I think that's probably what keeps him at B because if his warlord trait was better, I could make an argument for higher, but his warlord trait I don't really enjoy. Although at least it does it in the shooting phase, which is the better one for them, I feel, in general. Not least of which because your special reaction is shooting phase based. So, all right.
All right.
Right, that finishes out them. That puts us to Thousand Sons. And Thousand Sons only have two. So, like I
Because no
said,
one loves them.
not someone does. Not the Emperor, but someone. All right. Let's go through these guys then. As I said, when we're done this, we'll see how much further we get. Usually, we've been doing about six, and when we're done with these two, it'll be about five. So we might do a little bit more. We're taking a look at Armand, he has been around then. We know all the things he does in 40K through crossing the Rubicon and all of that, all the crazy stuff he has done. The book was actually very, very good. Actually, most of the books with him in it. But he's 185 points. So. He is pretty general stat line. He's weapon skill, blizzard skill fives. He's fours for strength and toughness with 3 wounds, initiative five, 4 attacks on his a leadership 10 with his 2-up save. So very standard stat line that we've seen. He is a psyker, of course. He's a Thousand Sun. He better be. He has a master crafted Aspex bolt pistol. I forget what the Aspex bolt pistol does. Aspex. Okay, so. Gotta actually look at the shells. If it's a bolt pistol, a strength 4 AP 5, it's a pistol, it shreds. So it's just a shred pistol. That's it. That's nothing too special. It's fine that he has it, but I don't really care. He of course has a special scepter. He's a 2-up, 4-up, and frag and crack grenades. That's all fine. He has relentless, which is fine. He has adamantium will 3-up, so he's got a 3-up versus psychic powers when they're firing at him. He's a traitor, of course, and he has his own warlord trait and some other special rules, which we'll get into. If he is your warlord, if you're taking this 185 point man, then you're getting the Patterns of Fate. If an army's warlord has this trait, then once all models have been deployed onto the battlefield, including infiltrators, and after any units have redeployed doing scouts, so when the battle's ready to truly start, but before that turn actually begins, the controlling player may select up to three friendly units and either redeploy them to any other position within your deployment zone or remove them and put them in reserves. In addition, you get an extra reaction in any one phase per turn. Arm includes him, may make an additional reaction any one phase per turn as long as he has not been removed as a casualty. You don't have to declare in advance. And notice, unlike a lot of other warlords where they get this, it doesn't have to be his unit. You just get an extra one. So the redeploy. In this game, the redeploy is more useful than it is in 40K that I've seen. Because I have, when I take my Necrons, the Deceiver has redeploy. And in the games I played, I never bothered using it. Because there, you don't necessarily know if you're going first or second. So since we're deploying one model at a time, or one unit at a time, which means I can react a little bit more. In this game, when you think you're going first and you put your whole army down and then they respond. If you were set to go first, unless they seize on you, kind of idea, then I can put myself in a better position. Hey, they tried to counter deploy me. I can now counter that counter deployment. So, if you're going second, it's not good. But if you're going first, it helps. The second part is very useful, but the first part is kind of hit and miss depending on when you're going. Although, if they have a lot of scouts, and they were going to go first anyway. Now you could actually redeploy based off of where they put their scouts and all. It's Corviday Scepter. It's a strength plus one, so strength five, AP two. Has reach one. It's a force weapon, of course. It's mastercrafted. Force, keep in mind what force does. You can take a psychic test to double the strength. So he can make a strength 10 weapon at his initiative of five. So a decent weapon. He's pretty likely to make the test, but obviously you do have to test, so there's a chance you fail it. He gains the minor arcana Corviday, and he has divination and thaumaturge disciplines at no additional points cost and doesn't get any minors or other psychic disciplines. All right, so Corviday, because I don't remember all of their abilities. I gotta look at Corviday. Corviday is the re remove a wound one. Yeah, the first wound that you take in shooting. Oh, sorry, no, it's the first wound that the opponent takes in shooting, you get to allocate. Is that all it really does? Maybe it's with the
It's
power.
so
That's fine, but remember it's a
AP
minor, so you can
slapper
cast
do
that
do
in
do do
addition.
do do.
All right. Him having divination is probably his biggest thing because divination is rather
Yeah.
good.
Divination's really, really good.
Thaumaturgy, I don't honestly really use much. So, divination. Let me pull this up. The weapon is fine. It's a sniper weapon that you can take a shot with. That's not too concerned about that. Although it gives you precision strikes and precision shots on a six is the big thing that divination does. So that's pretty good. Not amazing, but he's targeting special things, so he's helping you target. And thaumaturgy, because I don't remember exactly what thaumaturgy does. There it is. Instead of making a shooting attack, a psycho with the psychic power selects a single friendly unit within 12 inches, makes a test. If you pass, if it passes, the unit may roll a d6. On a 5-up, that model regains a wound. I don't care about that. And the Sanctic, if you happen to run against demons. Okay, they're fitting for him. They fit Armand perfectly. I'm not a big fan of either of them so much. Divination is fine depending on what you're doing. I kind of tend to run Biomancy a bit more or
Yeah.
Telepathy. Those I think are a good bit stronger. So, do you? Okay. Nothing to say about his lore, about who he is, all those things. What they've done with him fits it perfectly. It really does. And it fits the idea that, he was essentially one to, try and foresee the future as well, and all of these focuses he had. I don't care about him whatsoever. I kind of feel bad saying
Well,
that. He has a strength 10 weapon.
he's cool.
He has a
He
strength 10
looks
AP2
is
weapon. Or he can.
he can.
But
Redeploy is a big deal. And redeploy,
if
yes, I was saying
it,
redeploy is a big
yes and
deal.
no. Like I said, if I'm set to go second or first, it's a very big deal. If I'm going second, it's less. If I'm going second and they don't have like infiltrators and scouts, it's useless. Unless I want to bank on getting that six on that steal. If you're going first, it's pretty useful. And being able to take the extra reaction whenever you want, foreseeing the future, very, very useful. But the first part, half the time, depending on how you rolled, it won't help you. Because also, you do have to redeploy. You could pull them off the board if that mattered to you. Maybe that's the part that would matter, but I don't know. I'm not. He has psychic abilities, so I understand why they didn't give him a list of other abilities, but it doesn't feel like he does much. He feels like a librarian with a warlord trait.
I
And
mean,
a good weapon, but Biomancing can get me a strength 10 weapon too. Is it actually strength 10 or near strength 10? I forget if it actually is. Yeah, strength 10 in an AP4, but rending on a 4, so I can get a pretty similar thing through Biomancy. I don't know. Do you guys like him more than I do? Were you trying to want to say yes and you just realized you couldn't?
He's meh.
I said, remember,
I'd say
we do put
C.
this also out in an audio only medium, so
I
people
oh
aren't
yeah, you
seeing
can't
the beard
see my
rubbing.
face. It's like, okay. Strength and AP2 weapon is great in melee, right? Is it 185 points?
No.
That's the biggest, that's the big thing about him for me. Like, you could give me all this divination bullshit, blah, 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 blah. It's the strength 10 AP 2. That's about it.
But a character should have a good weapon. He's just a character with a good weapon. For
Yeah, but
most
does that, that's
cases,
a, to me, that doesn't make him
no.
B tier.
For most things, being strength 10 as opposed to strength 8 won't matter much unless, one, you're going against.
I'm not putting him in D tier. I'd say C. And honestly, it's
Yeah.
that, and also the armor of shades is really good. So like if you put him with some like non-terminators that have a four up, right?
Yeah.
And shrouded on airy terrain is really, really good. But I'd say C. I'd say C.
Yeah.
Not D. I don't think he's shit. You know what I mean? But I would say
No.
D. And yeah, sorry, I realized we really did it on podcast. You couldn't see like my face going through
Yeah, it's more
emotions.
of a like I can see that you're
Yeah,
deep in
you can see.
thought,
People can't
but if
see.
anyone
So
lit
for
just listening,
listeners,
they just
you
hear
literally
dead
saw me go
air.
through all 10 emo like all emotions on my face.
10 emotions. What is this? Actually, it reminds me of a really good my brother and me bit where someone
Yeah.
asked about the emotions of a horse, and it was a Yahoo answers, and motions were like anger. It was like anger one, anger two.
I will say
Just all
again,
these various
strength
things.
10 AP 2 is disgusting. And
But where's he going though is the thing. So like
I'd say
here's our
C.
thought.
I'd say C.
No,
I'd say C.
I meant more in terms of like unit you're putting him with, because my thought is,
Oh.
okay, strength and AP2 is very good, but unless you're going vehicle hunting or you're hunting down toughness 5 style things or battle hardened 1 style things, 10 as opposed to 8 doesn't really do you that much good. Okay, maybe like a contemptor, but it's not the giant leap that like 7 to 8 is. 7 to 8 is much more useful than like 8 to 10, unless it's very specific conditions. And, if you're going to do that, what's he hunting? Is he the type that's hunting all this other crazy stuff? And I don't think so. What's he going to go with? Probably Sekhmet.
Probably.
And Sekhmet have force weapons. Okay, a force weapon. So there, you're looking at strength user or strength like user plus two. You're not looking at like this isn't like a squad with a bunch of like crazy power fist type things. Now he gets a swing at his initiative. Initiative's pretty fast. That helps. But I don't think it does enough for him. Unless he's going like an occult cabal, but even then, hey, more force weapons. So I don't know. Steve, do you like him any more than we do, or are you very ho hum?
The redeploying is cool, but none of this is like exciting. I don't know. He should be. He's plastic.
Yes, that is nice.
Yay, he's plastic.
I would like,
That's my list.
yeah, I would like him more if they at least gave him a special psychic power that was his own.
Yes.
Because he just gets the psychic powers that other things have. Like, you give him his own cool special psychic power. Now I start bumping him more because I really like what he does, even if the power's not that great, because then it's just more fitting and it's more fun.
Hard
I don't know.
agree.
Like I said, if you're going against a bunch of demons, yeah, he's got a power that really does good against that. You go against a whole bunch of psychers, hey, Adamantium and Will, that's really cool. But in like normal use, meh. All right, that puts it to Steve actually is next.
Yep,
So I'm on.
Magistus Amon. So 185 points gets you, looks like Praetor stat line. Yep, Praetor stat line. For a psyker. The Archaeotech pistol, some weapons, some swords and armor, Iron Halo, so two up, four up, Master of the Legion, Relentless, Master of Dust, Infiltrate, Traitor, Align, Special Warlord trait, Lord Forbidden Paths. If this is your warlord, all units in the same army with Infiltrate and Scout get shrouded five up for the first two game turns.
Ooh.
That's kind of cool. And I get a
Okay.
bonus movement phase reaction, which is okay.
That two game terms is actually really, really nice.
Infiltrate and
That's pretty
scout.
damn cool.
So that would be what, recon squads? I think seeker squads. I think seeker squads.
Seeker squads are the big ones, because they're the ones with the rending bolters, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's why it's important to check.
Yeah.
Let's see, armor shades, two up. If he is in, if he's in terrain or has moved, he gets shrouded, four up, which is interesting. So two up, four up, four up is a nice stat line defensively. At range, he has his own special force weapon, which is a. Looks, it's AP 2 at initiative. That's really good.
Poison four up
Yeah, that's really good.
with reaping blow. Was is this guy's in the wrong army? It's got all the he's
And
got all
then he could
the
shoot with
all
it
the Shadow Guard, all the
once
Rune Guard
during
stuff.
battle. Assault 2d6, poison four up, concussive three, rending six up. This guy's so this is great. So
I
if you're
like
not
this
gonna
guy a
shoot
lot.
it very often, but
We could also yell pocket sand as you shoot him.
yeah.
It's pretty
And then he
good
has
if they're
divination
charging you,
and
reaction.
telepathy. Telepathy is cracked. Divination's okay. How many points is he?
He was 185.
He's easily upper B, if not A.
I'd say A.
Telepathy's cracks. He's got a Praetor stat line, AP2 at initiative. With poison four up. So it's not quite, I mean, but it's Reaping Blow one. So I figure Reaping Blow cancels out a lack of plus one strength in fighting Marines. Yeah. I think this guy's an A-lister.
Well,
At very,
you don't necessarily
yeah,
need the
no.
strength because he's poison four up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, no, because he Marines against the Nora Paragon Blade, you're wounding them on threes.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, gain one, lose one.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, he doesn't break the game, but he's a full-on praetor with two psychic disciplines. That's really strong.
I would agree.
I'll go with A, like A minus.
Yeah, because keep in
I think
mind
A
that
minus.
when you can trigger a psychic ability when the conditions are met, so you can just use it. So when you have two disciplines, he theoretically has twice the amount of times that he can use stuff because you have multiple options to look forward to.
Yeah.
I said, and telepathy is great. It's one of the str it's probably the strongest. Unless you're like super into biomancy. So he's looking at a. I'm looking at it the same way. I think he is very, very strong, and I think you get a lot out of this guy.
I give him an A. I'd give him A. I'd agree with that. Pocket sand is cool.
Yes, I said, hey, they're gonna charge you. You can hit him with that concussion. If it goes off, there you go. Concussion three. So you're really putting them at a detriment if they're nearby and coming at you. So, no, I like this guy a lot. I think he's gonna do a lot of good. It's kind of a shame they kind of got the characters backwards. The big named character, someone who's been in the lore forever and is like still present now in such a big facet, is very meh. But the I don't want to say nameless because he's not. But the other guy who's like not a fixture of the game. Just seems like so much more fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shame. All right, that gives us two legions down. What are the thoughts, gentlemen?
We can skip to Word Bearer since they only have three
I
instead of
didn't put the
Horde.
pictures for Word Bearer, so no, we're not skipping to them.
Did you put Sons of Horus in?
I did some of them, so we do have some of those. So it's up to us. Do we want to keep
Let's do
going?
it. We can go. What is it? Seven,
We're not.
five, five.
We're not going through all of them now.
Yeah, we can do it.
No, we're not. It's
Not
already
a
after 10.
chance. Oh
You
shit,
turn
is
in,
it
yeah,
10:30?
you turn into a pumpkin before long. I'm not saying we can't go through some, but we're not going through all of it. You're the one who's always like this. Just so everyone knows, here's what happens when we're done recording. I hit the stop button, and Dan goes, "All right, I gotta get to bed. See you guys." And he rushes away. Like it just became dusk, and his mother called him, is like calling out for him, and while you're on the street corner, on the street or something like that. So he runs very quickly away. So don't believe him for a second when he's like, "Yeah, oh yeah, I could stay up half the night doing this," and I can't. Liar.
Nah.
But liar or not, we can do maybe, we'll at least do another one or two. So maybe we stand a chance of getting all the rest done in one longer episode,
Yeah.
maybe.
Do you have Loken set up?
I have all the base book ones set up. So I have the base book and the other one. So I have Tybalt, Malgarhurst, Ezekiel, Loken, and Varenna.
Let's do Loken. He's a loyal boy. I think he earned it.
Okay, we can do. I mean, we can do more
Yeah,
than
we'll
one, but
do
we can
Loken. We'll
obviously
do
go
Loken and
without
call it a
Varenna.
night. We'll
Okay,
do Loken and then call it after that.
why is that, Dan? Because you got to get to bed. Is that the problem? You just realize
No,
what
because
time it was?
it's Loken, the best boy.
Yeah, end on a high note.
And on a high note.
All right, who's talking about Mr. High Note
Maybe
then?
not rules wise, but on fluff wise, end on a high note.
Is this
I think it's Dan's turn in the cycle. Is
yeah.
it my turn? No.
Did you
Oh,
just who just
perfect.
taught? That
Because
was
I
Steve,
just looked
right?
at Amon and
I
I'm like, this
yeah.
guy's nuts.
I planned
This is
this all
insane.
along.
You
I
planned
planned
nothing.
this all along. So, Gavril Loken, 175 points. So, upskill Praetor, basically. So, he's move 7, weapon skill 6, ballistic shield 6, strength 4, toughness 4, 3 wounds, initiative 5, 5 attacks. Is that normal? 4 attacks is normal. So, he's got one more attack.
Four attacks is normal, so he's more.
Yeah, so leadership 10, 2 up save. He's got a bolt pistol. Who cares? Paragon blade, artificer armor, iron hailer. So he's got the 2+, 4+, frag and crack. He is master of the legion, independent character, born survivor, warlord, wolf of Luna. So it's warlord trait, wolf of Luna. So first of all, oh, and he's also loyalist. Sorry, I think I missed that. A warlord with this trait may only join a unit composed entirely of models with the Legion of Astartes, Sons of Horus special rule, and loyalist allegiance. That should be a big duh. Both the warlord and any unit joins gains plus one attack on the turn on which they successfully charge or are charged by an enemy unit composed entirely of models with both the Legion Astartes X special rule and the traitor allegiance. These increases are in addition to any other bonuses granted by other special rules. So, like if you have Furious Chart, no, that's strength. Rage? Damn it. What
Rage
gives you
would do it,
plus
yeah.
rage? Okay. So you have rage. And in addition, you get an additional assault phase reaction. So I'm going to pause because we've talked about this before. This is very specific against Legion Astartes and Traitor. We've said this before. Whenever this happens, normally you're going to an event with these guys, and if you're allowed Loken, you'll be paired against Traitors anyway. So 9 times out of 10, if you're going to an event, this wouldn't matter. Just realize for pickup games, we usually just, or at least I usually say when this happens, just make it so that you're playing against, like if you're playing against a loyalist salamander, no, he's traitor today. Does that make sense? Right?
Yes.
We've said this before.
Yeah,
We said it again, but just to
don't
remind
deny
people,
yourself your cool special rules because
because of
of
the
the game, because of what your opponent, the
brought,
faction they
exactly.
chose. No, it's
Exactly.
garbage.
That to me is kind of dumb. I hate that. But if you play it rules as written, then this is kind of shit. Because maybe sometimes you're not going to get it, sometimes you are. But if you're playing it as if here's my warlord trait, it's amazing. I love it. Plus one attack. I don't think there's any. Who gives Furious Char or a rage? I'm trying to think of like anything.
Like a character that gives rage?
Yeah. Counter. Oh, maybe like you pair him with someone who gives counterattack? Does there a centurion that gives counterattack? I'm so like weirded out by like it says this like bonuses, this, but I can't think of anything in bonuses in the comments of YouTube, so I don't go crazy. In the comments of YouTube, if this bonuses with anything, please let us know, because I can't think of any special character that has rage, or I don't know, maybe with like a space wolf character. I don't know. Anyway, point is, it's a cool warlord trait. I like it. Play it as if your opponent is traitor. Born survivor. The first time in any battle, when the model with the special rule is reduced to 0 wounds, the control player must immediately make a leadership test for that model. And it's leadership 10, so you're passing most of the time. If the test has failed and the model is removed as a casualty as normal, but if the test has passed, he's not removed as a casualty, remain in play, and regain D3 wounds. Awesome. Love it. Fluffy as hell. And will work more often than not. Can you reroll leaderships if you have a banner? Or not, it's not a bad. I'm sorry. Jesus, I played so much Old World. God damn it. Steve or Dave, what
Yeah.
lets you reroll leadership?
Nothing.
There, you don't get rerolls in this game usually. Most there's
Oh,
very
okay.
little rerolls, and leadership, that ain't one of them.
Okay. I just want to make sure like boxes or anything don't make you
No,
do rerolls. All right.
if you have a banner, like a
Yeah.
banner from your company, you get to be a leadership 10 bubble in 6 inches, but you don't
Got
get
it. Okay.
rerolls.
Rerolls. Okay. I'm just
No.
thinking Old World. All right, but still, leadership 10 very rarely will fail this. So if he dies, he comes back with D3 wounds. That's awesome. Love it. Wait, that's it?
Yeah,
No,
that's it.
wait.
What more do
No.
you want? No, that's it.
Who am I thinking that has. Did I confuse him with someone else?
Maybe.
Hold on. Who's the other special po' boy from Heresy besides
Did
Loken?
you say po' boy, like the sandwich?
Yeah, I did. I'm going crazy. Damn
Or
it,
maybe you're
Steve
just
or
hungry.
Dave. Who's the other dude?
Garrow? Define
Garrow.
special.
Oh my God,
Garrow?
I'm confusing him
Yeah,
with
Garrow's got
Nathaniel.
like a dozen
Garrow.
rules.
By the way, did we also go over Garrow when we talk about Death Guard?
No.
Is Garrow Death Guard?
He was.
So where the hell's Garrow? Did we talk about him I don't think we talked about him in Loyalist.
No,
Did we?
no, we should have. He's loyalist. But oh, but he's Death Guard, so
Yeah.
no. All
Wasn't I
right.
skipped Tylos Rubio potentially? Looks like we're doing a quick pivot.
I just realized because I
Nah.
whoops.
He's
Yeah,
not in
whoops.
the Yeah, it's crazy. He's not in the thing we had. Well, no, we might have to catch them next time because I don't have pictures put together for
Okay,
them.
okay. I just want to. Okay, so
Yeah, I we
sorry, listeners,
it
and
takes me
YouTube.
time to put those things together.
I
It doesn't
just
take
re
much
yeah,
time, but I didn't put those together.
because he's not here. He might be like in a special section of the book, maybe. But that's funny.
Yeah, we have
A
so because yeah,
PDF,
but he wasn't
essentially.
listed here.
Ha!
Oh,
All
because
right.
he's in a different legacy thing. Maybe that's why.
Knights Errant. That's why.
Oh yes, because they list him as Knights Errant, so he didn't come up when we looked at him in the right spot.
Where the hell's Knights? I don't even know where Knights Errant is.
It's the very beginning of the Astartes
Yeah, it's like
Legacies document.
it's page 3 and like 4. That's why, because yeah, they put him as Knights Errant. So we'll get to them, but yeah, we miss those two characters.
I'm glad I found that.
Yeah, no,
Jesus.
it's a good thing they mentioned that because off of this, I looked at people who are Death Guard. It mentions it in his rules, but his legion isn't Death Guard, so
So we're
didn't catch that.
missing it. What is it? Tybalt Rule. Oh my God, I can't speak.
Yeah,
Jesus, I
Garrow
look piddly.
and Tylos.
And Rubio. All
Yes.
right.
So
All right.
we'll
So
make sure we get to
I
those.
confused him for Garrow, sadly.
When
So,
we're gonna have at the end sort of that catch-all also with like
yeah.
the non-legion ones, they'll just go into that one. Because they don't
Got, oh,
quite
yeah,
fit
that
a
makes
thing.
sense because we got to do the Tribune and the
Exactly, some of
Mechanicum
those. So
most.
we'll just put
Exactly.
that together because that makes a full
I don't think there's
episode
anyone for
there.
Solar Ox, which is hilarious.
There is.
Is there is lies?
There's
Oh,
a
the
surgeon.
apothecary. Yeah, the
Yep.
surgeon. All right. Anyway, other than that, I like
Like a
him. How much is a
surgeon.
praetor with a paragon blade out of stupid curiosity?
Praetor starts 120, Paragon Blade is
30,
25, so
25?
145.
145. So for an extra, what, 30 points, he comes back. I'm not gonna say automatically, but it pretty much damn near automatically. He's got an extra attack. And he gives plus one attack when they're charged or if they charge. I like him.
For 30 points, I would give an upgrade that gives my squad plus one attack.
Oh, by the way, Justarians, since they're not. Oh, there we go. That's Furious Charge. It's not freaking. What the hell does a Reaver have
Spite
counterattack?
of the Legion.
Oh,
Yeah.
no. Here.
Spite of the Legion would do it.
Also, a Reaver attack squads have counterattack.
There you go. So if he's with
So that
them.
would be plus two. Ugh. Oh my God, could you imagine real casual five attacks per Reaver?
Centaurs
Okay.
fight dirty.
Jesus
It's
Christ.
like a noble fighting dirty, though, unlike Night
And they
Lords
could
with
take
the
jump packs too, which is great.
gross
Anyway,
fight dirty.
going back to Loken, I like him. I'd say he's solid B. I'd give him a solid B. Act like he's good at what he does. For 30 points, he gets back up. And he's
See,
got a
this is
Paragon
what I
Blade.
want special characters to be.
Yeah,
Just
he's
say,
like,
he's a
he's such
generic
a. He...
guy. Give him one little neat side ability.
Yeah,
Done.
I agree. He doesn't really have any special weapons. I mean, maybe he got some, but that Garrow has the special weapon. That's why
Yes.
I confused the two. But no, I like this guy. He's solid B. This is actually, I feel like this is my baseline for special characters, if that makes any sense. Like when I look at special characters, he's going to be my baseline, what I base most off of. He has a little bit of pips and extra attack. He's got a special warlord trait that is really, really good. He has a really cool ability that gets him back up. That's his like special unique thing. This is a baseline good special. This is how special characters should be written. I got to agree with Steve.
Also, his power gun blade is a chainsword. So, you know.
Is it really? I never.
Yeah.
I have the Garrow model. I've had the Garrow model for
We're talking about
8 months.
Loken.
No, I know, but I'm saying I've had the Garrow model for 8 months now, and I wanted to pick up Loken, and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't because I've had the Garrow model for 8 months, and I still haven't painted
I mean,
it. You have
that
your
sounds
Dwag
pretty
for over a
standard to
year.
me. I mean, you know, the hobby, yeah. There's some models that are just going to hang out for a while. Nothing wrong with that. Okay. Yeah, completely forgot about some of those other guys, but we'll absolutely get back to some of those other fellows and talk about them in the future. But yeah, completely, entirely missed them. Didn't even think about it until you guys brought it up. So we'll have to go back and get some of them. All right. Well, that does it for, I think, what we're going to get through tonight. Like I said, it's a little bit shorter than, actually, more typical to what we've been doing recently, but less than we've done before. But we are, in reality, like I said, looking behind the curtain. We're starting 40 to sometimes 50 minutes later than we used to, just because, again, life gets in the way and that's fine. But since we're starting a little bit later, we're trying not to run that much later because Dan turns into a pumpkin around 11 o'clock.
I do.
So he does. He's probably already in his pajamas anyway, so, you know.
I totally am.
You go to
Still call me
conventions
out.
in your pajamas,
I don't
so
like, how
like.
do I report this video? I'm in it.
All right, so as always, we do want to thank everyone who does listen, watch, or whatever way you consume our content. So for the videos I put out before like the Conquest, I'm going to be transferring some of those over so they're also on the podcatcher in case that's the format that you're listening, because there was a request for that. So I'm probably going to dump a bunch of those over the next day or two. I'll be able to get those out. So you should see it, you know, if you follow us on YouTube, the stuff you're going to see there will be probably like a new one, but most of the other stuff will just be old stuff that people asked me to upload there. Not that old, it's only like within the last month, but I want to upload a bunch of that stuff there as well. Remember, if you want to reach out to us, we do have it through our Discord. We have it through our email, trainkickersnj@gmail.com. All of that for support ways. So remember, if you're looking to buy any Conquest, we do have in the show notes beneath a code so you can save yourself 10%. Other options we have, in case you really do like the content we're putting out, we do actually have a Patreon. That really kind of keeps the lights on, covers our bills for us, and makes sure that we're able to at least run this at neutral. And then anything extra that we get just gets thrown back into other podcasting stuff. So different equipment and stuff like that. So we're able to make it where we at least aren't shelling out money anymore for things. We're able to actually just be able to kind of run it and do it more as, you know, a non-loss passion project. Trust me, it ain't making anyone money. There are some people, I'm sure, who make a bunch of money from stuff like this. It ain't us. Not if you're going to talk about special stuff here. I watch a bunch of other stuff on YouTube. Some of those. Now, if we wanted to get fancy, no, we'll talk about a bunch of trash television. That's where apparently it's all about, but nah, that ain't what we do here. All right, for other things coming out, we're going to be doing, whoop, what just happened? There, sorry, pause it briefly. I don't know what happened. If you're watching the screen, it went a little crazy on the one side. Don't know why. It's fixed itself. For things we have coming out, so shortly, like I said, I'm going to be recording some more Conquest stuff. I should be recording multiple battle reports this weekend. The hope is to get at least two, hopefully three out this weekend. I know the other guys are going to an event on Saturday, so I know they have that. I have some co other Conquest stuff I'm coming out with. We should hopefully be done with this project somewhat soon. Like I said, we're hopefully going to maybe start trying to get to some other topics as well, just some other things we want to discuss. Like I said, I know at least Dan and I have played a whole bunch of Old World. I know Steve is working on it as well, so we'd like to be able to do that and show off some games and all. I know not this week, but probably the week after we'll record probably an Old World game. We weren't able to do it this upcoming
Yeah.
week because with each of us having events on different days, we just can't make the schedules work. But we're going to have that pretty soon. And I said, coming up for the next for the summer, I don't work nights, which means I'm able to get out to other events or other nights when people are doing games and can record more stuff and do all that as well. So that'll help out. So you should hopefully be seeing a bunch more from us as time goes along. All right. Well, on behalf of everyone here at the show, then, has a good hobby. It's a great gaming.